From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Airports in London remain closed today, but officials say most flights to and from Europe are taking to the skies. Eurocontrol says this is a sharp improvement from recent days amid worries over the dangers posed by volcanic ash clouds from Iceland. Flights out of Paris and Germany are among those getting back on schedule. Peter Fox is trying to get back home to Germany from New York City.
If you are forced to stay here, it's not fun. If you know that you have to stay here and walk around, it's really not fun. And the second point is the financial issues. Actually, we are not in a financially good situation anymore.
NPR's Joe Palca is in Iceland, where scientists say the volcano causing all the problems for air travelers seems to be calming down.
The eruption is continuing, but it's not as strong. People are seeing on the ground, they're seeing tremors, which can be felt almost 20 kilometers away. But the amount of material that's coming out of the volcano is definitely down from when the volcano started. It could pick up, but people don't know if that's going to happen or not. That's the tricky thing about predicting what's going to happen inside a volcano.
NPR's Joe Palca in Reykjavik. Everything looks good for this morning's return of Space Shuttle Discovery. Landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida is scheduled shortly after 7:30 Eastern. The weather forecast is more favorable than yesterday, when rain and clouds forced NASA to keep the astronauts in orbit an extra day. Discovery is wrapping up a 15-day mission to resupply the International Space Station. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke heads to Capitol Hill this morning. That's where he'll be defending the Fed's role in the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Steve Beckner with Market News International reports the Treasury Secretary will also be answering questions from House lawmakers.
Bernanke will make no apology for Lehman's September 2008 failure, which precipitated an intensification of the financial crisis, when he appears jointly with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner before the House Financial Services Committee. A recent report from a court-appointed examiner found that prior to its collapse, Lehman used an aggressive accounting device known as Repo 105 to disguise its insolvency by temporarily moving $50 billion in bad assets off its balance sheet. But in an advanced text of his testimony released by the Fed, Bernanke says the Fed did not know of the practice. He said the Fed was not Lehman's primary supervisor and said the central bank did everything it could to prevent the investment bank's failure by providing emergency liquidity through its discount window. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Toyota is recalling thousands of 2010 Lexus SUVs a week after Consumer Reports issued a warning of don't buy. Toyota says the recall affects about 9,400 of the GX460s. This is NPR News from Washington. American teens say cell phone texting is now their preferred way to communicate with friends. That's according to a new study from the Pew Research Center. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, it finds that text messaging has shot up sharply in the past 18 months.
75% of those aged 12 to 17 now have a cell phone. Pew researcher Amanda Lenhardt says there's a ripple effect when one person gets a plan with unlimited texting. Suddenly, she's bombarding her friends, who must pay to receive the texts.
I think it really only takes one big phone bill to convince parents to switch over to unlimited texting for their own child. And that's why more than 70% of teens have unlimited texting.
The study finds the typical teen sends 50 texts a day, but many send double that or more. Parents and schools are struggling to limit text messaging without much success. In schools that ban cell phones outright, more than half of students with a phone say they've managed to send a text in class anyway. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Protesters in Thailand's capital say they're determined to topple the government, and they're fortifying their encampment in Bangkok's upscale shopping and hotel district. The so-called red shirt protesters have been demanding that the prime minister call for early elections. They've spent weeks occupying the area, which covers several city blocks. They've set up checkpoints fortified by barbed wire. China is holding a national day of mourning tomorrow for the victims of last week's deadly earthquake. This comes 1 week after it struck. The official death toll in China from that quake now tops 2,000. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.